Good evening, and welcome to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic, alternative, and pretty much anything we can squeeze into that genre, which is all kinds of stuff. And I say we, tonight, the show is brought to you by myself, Nigel, and we have Jack here, one of the Leeds resident DJs of stuff. Good evening.
Good evening.
I think that's probably the best introduction I can give you off the cuff. You've got your fingers in a lot of pies. So.
Indeed, yes. We'll talk about that a bit later on, perhaps.
Yep. There's loads of new info to give you, stuff you're up to, stuff going on in the area. I'll run down all that. A bit later in the show, as usual, somewhere about halfway through, we'll go into detail about the gigs and events and stuff like that. But also Jack's here choosing a bunch of tunes, so the playlist tonight might not sound exactly the same as my usual fare. He's going to bring a bit of diversity to the show.
I hope so, yes.
Which is always good. We like that. So, we started there with a track from the latest Combi Christ album. I think that only came out a couple of weeks ago, didn't it? I can't remember, actually. My brain simmers away sometimes. That's the latest Combi Christ album. It's only been out recently, and that track's All Pain Is Gone from Today We Are Demons. And we're going to carry on with Jack's choices, which I think I've played a bit a few weeks ago. So this is a very good choice in my mind. This is some Zeitgeist Zero.
Bye. have to get over your fallacy and light the fire that made you burn. You are dreaming of what used to be and think you have taken the wrong turn. You have to get over your fallacy and light the fire that made you burn. Thank you.
fantastic stuff there, mostly chosen by Jack. Well, my choice in those three was the Mind in a Box sandwiched in the middle. But yeah, we had a good selection there. We had Lesbian Bed Death with Goth Girls Are Easy, who recently played the subculture for the Friday Flock Live, didn't they? No, they didn't. I've got my gigs mixed up already.
They played Friday Flock, they played the first album. They played the first Woolstock, but they played on Saturday there at the Manville Arms at the first of the new Bad Moon Rising live events in Bradford, which was an absolutely brilliant gig supported by Legion, and a real good start, and good things for Mr. Vodka carrying on.
Absolutely. It's yeah, I was just getting my weekends full of worth of gigs mixed up in one go at that. But yeah, Bad Moon Rising, a fantastic start to their live gigs. With Legion and Lesbian Bed Death, and that fantastic, I don't know, you just can't not remember that track. The
that's true.
Up kind of punky rock version of Goth Girls Are Easy. Before that, we had Mind in a Box with What Used to Be. That's off the Short Storm CD, but I think it's also on one of the Advanced Electronic compilations. Which is a nice version of their track, because it's quite short. Mind in a Box have usually got these operatic things that go on for about 7 or 8 minutes. So it's nice to have a nice punchy 4 or 5 minute track from them.
I really like that one. I'll be looking out for that.
And before that, we had the local heroes, I think, Zeitgeist Zero. We're actually thinking about it. We're quite spoilt for good local bands, aren't we?
We are.
We've got
indeed,
a number on the go. But yeah, that's Zeitgeist Zero from Yorkshire with Party for One off their forthcoming album, which there's a release party for soon, I believe.
There's a release party at Friday Flock on the 3rd of April with special guest Electroglide, when they'll be launching the album Dead to the World.
Which, yeah, we've got the odd promo track, and that's one of them, and that's absolutely fantastic bit of kind of almost pop goth rock. It's filled the dance floor down at the subculture quite often for the last few months.
It certainly has. They're a very accessible and approachable band to listen to, and just real good tunes and real good musicianship.
Cool. Well, I reckon we'll do a proper rundown of the events after a couple more tracks. And I've got something lined up, but I'm struggling to remember what it is. I think it's Brudershaft, and it's Return, I think. I'll be able to tell you once I get the CD out of the drive.
I thought I was the only one who DJ'd that week.
Normally I'm slightly better at planning. In fact, I do have some notes in front of me. Yeah, I can just look it up. It's Return. Yeah, the Imperative Reaction Mix that's available on Advanced Electronics 7. So here we go. Fantastic stuff. We had there. Let me just get my order right here. That was some Inkies, wasn't it?
That was indeed. That's the track is called Emergence. It's from Incubus Occupus, just recently released 11th studio album, I think. Viva La Mart, which is a bit of a departure from them. It's a concept album. The whole thing is a story all the way through about a couple who get married in a graveyard on the Mexican Day of the Dead, and then die and return as zombies. It's a very interesting concept and a very, very interesting album to listen to.
Ooh. Is that released yet? Have you heard preview copies?
No, that's actually, that was released at Sawain last year. They have a tendency to release their albums around about Halloween. And basically it's effectively kicking off the what is their 20th anniversary tour, because they formed in 1989.
Right.
So 2009 is the 20th anniversary. They've actually got a gig coming up, same weekend as the Whitby Goth Weekend, they're actually playing in Mexico City, headlining at the Hard Rock Live. And then the weekend following Whitby, the 1st of May, they're playing an acoustic set, which is fairly rare, supported by Rome Burns, also playing acoustic, at Friday Flock at the Subculture.
That's going to be quite fun.
Indeed, that's going to be... they've only ever played acoustic once before, and that was back in 2003, and that was a very interesting gig. So they're bringing a couple of extra musicians, so that should be quite a coup. And then the following night, myself and Stella Wisdom have set up our own promotions agency. We're Wisefire Promotions, and we're actually putting them on in Sheffield at a venue called The Stockroom on the Saturday night immediately following the acoustic gig. So it's acoustic in Leeds and then electric in Sheffield the next night.
Cool.
And that'll be supported by the Way of All Flesh and Legion.
Excellent. That's all in May, isn't it?
That is indeed all in May, yes.
So May's getting quite busy.
And then the last bit of Incubus Occubus news is they're also, at the end of May, they're playing Leipzig, the biggest goth festival in the world.
So, one I still haven't got myself to.
Yeah, well, I'm going to this one because I'm actually driving the band to the gig, which is going to be an interesting road trip.
In the almost now famous or legendary Inky bus.
Indeed, yes, which is currently parked outside.
Okay, well, I've got a bunch of information. That fits in very nicely with running down gigs and clubs and stuff going on. So I've got a list of stuff here. Feel free to jump in if you spot anything I either get wrong or have missed. But tomorrow, on Friday the 13th of February, we've got Mortaled at the Library Pub in Leeds. This has got a live band, Blind Before Dawn, and the usual DJs. I believe Glenn of the Wendy House has confirmed himself as one of the now regular DJs.
Yeah, indeed, he's just announced his residency. I'm sort of thinking of wandering along to Mortal. It's a night I've not been to yet. I've been meaning to for ages.
It's just clashed with various things in my life at the moment. And yeah. It's been going, 6-7 months now? And it's appalling that I've not got myself there. So I do intend to go and catch that.
See you there on Friday night.
Yeah, that's mortal.com for more information, or myspace.com/mortalednight. What else have we got coming up? We've got the Wendy House on Saturday the 21st of Feb. That's I don't know. I've got to the point where I described this so many times. I feel, is it worth describing it? Surely everyone knows. But yeah, the main room, you've got all kinds of cheese, goth, rock, and indie, just random stuff in there. The mutate room is kind of harder electronic industrial stuff.
Apparently, they're going to be giving away glow sticks this month.
Ooh!
So Glenn mentioned online, so that should be interesting.
I'm sure the industrial glow stick waving crowd will love that. What else have I got on my listing? Oh yeah, the usual information of like the Wendy House is £5 in, runs 9 PM till 2:30 AM. More information, wendyhouse.org. Following that, I'm kind of going a bit ahead of myself, but there's a few things kind of forward on the radar worth mentioning. 5th of March, I think Jack touched on this earlier, but Friday Flock Live, the subculture in Leeds, we've got Rhombus with supported by Abigail's Mercy. That seems to be the usual formula of £4 on the door, the gigs. The doors for the gigs start open at 7:30, first band 8-ish. The gig's over by 10, but that's followed by the Friday Flock Club night that runs from 10 till 2-ish.
Indeed. 10 to 3, actually.
Is it?
And the entry to the gig gets you, you're in the venue, you're in the venue, so you
indeed
get the club night for free as well.
More information about that, fridayflock.net. Looking forward, there's Friday the 13th of March, there's a Poptigma Berserk. I know it's a bit further away. I usually, for these bigger bands, I'll mention the ones a bit further away. But a Poptigma Berserk are touring to promote their latest album. And that'll be, I think, the closest gig to Yorkshire is Manchester at the moment. So Manchester Academy 3 is where they're playing, but the details are a bit scarce. I'm hoping they usually include the Corporation in Sheffield.
Yeah, that would be good. I've seen VNV Nation play there, and that was an extremely good gig. So yeah, hip-hop at the Corporation would be good indeed.
But yeah, so they're only so far, the nearest one they're confirmed for is Academy 3. I'll keep looking at the Corporation's website and let you know if they appear there. But there's a couple of bands like that. There's Covenant are doing a bit of a tour as well. On Saturday the 4th of April, they play Manchester Academy. But I haven't noticed a listing for Corporation, so it's as if either the Corporation is just a bit slow at updating its website, or they've not confirmed the gigs yet.
Possibly only playing Manchester. But yeah, I saw Covenant headline a big festival in Belgium a couple of years ago, and they were absolutely brilliant live.
So. I think Covenant can always put on a good show. I'm never disappointed by them. My listing here has got Zeitgeist Zero and Electric Glide, but you've already mentioned that. And Oh, well worth mentioning. Saturday, the 11th of April, Bad Moon Rising live again. Well, the next Bad Moon Rising live on a Saturday, the 11th of April. And that's Pinkhurst with support. I don't believe the support's been confirmed yet.
I think actually the support's Morning for Autumn.
Ooh.
Who are a sort of Bradford and Sheffield-based band.
Ah.
And they're, you know, that should be an interesting gig.
Yep. That's, again, like, I think the pattern of the Bad Moon Rising live gigs is going to be free entry and the Bad Moon Rising DJ afterwards. So a pretty good combination. More information about that can be found at gothupnorth.co.uk. The one thing I did find on the Sheffield Corporation's website was on Saturday, the 23rd of May, Combi Christ are playing. Which Ooh. I'm sure a number of my listeners will be quite excited to know. He's normally a very good draw.
That's the bank holiday weekend in May, too.
Yeah.
That should be, yeah, that's
so, yeah, May has suddenly got really busy, hasn't it? Gig-wise, you're probably going to have all your favourite bands on the same weekend.
We're going to have Black Me, Gothic Me.
It'll be great if it just spreads out evenly across, and you're at a gig every weekend or two in one weekend and things like that. But yes, it's definitely worth plugging the weekly nights, because for a while I just got so focused on the monthly nights and gigs that I forgot to mention the weekly ones. So it's well worth talking about Black Sheep every Sunday at the Subculture in Leeds. Free entry, was it 7 p.m. till 11 as usual hours?
7 to 11, all shades of goth, past and present, request-friendly DJs and a different guest DJ every week.
Also Bad Moon Rising every week. That's every Thursday at the Manville Arms here in Bradford. More information about those two nights can be found at sheepish.net for the Black Sheep night and gothupnorth.co.uk for the Bad Moon Rising night. Right, now that's plenty of chatting. You're probably getting bored now and want to hear some more tunes. So we've got another from Jack here.
Rhombus!
for the Mustache Right.
Still listening to Daxination on BCB 106.6 FM, and yeah, we're kind of melding together various random styles, but we don't care if it doesn't work very well. We hope you're just enjoying the random tunes we're playing. That was a track chosen by me. That was Altered Rune with Relax and Ride It from their latest album Giants from Faraway, which I've got to say I've been heavily influenced by some of my friends on Altered Rune. I've not really heard of them much, and various friends posted links to stuff about them, and Adam, the other semi-regular presenter of the show, has played some recently. And I believe Steph, one of my guests earlier in the year, played some. So it's been kind of filtering into my consciousness. But I've got to say, that track is one that makes me grin every time, because the first time I heard it was when someone, one of my friends, posted me a link to the YouTube video that is just a bunch of guys in the band with big kind of horseshoe-type moustaches in a real kind of porn star goatee kind of way. And all just kind of sat in a flat, bopping along to that song, just kind of sat in the chairs, kind of nodding along to it. About halfway through the video, another member. I think it's another member of the band. I don't know what the band looked like, so maybe it's five random guys. But another guy comes into the room or whatever, and he just hasn't got a moustache, and he's shocked that he's just too embarrassed and has to leave. But yeah, if you want to see a random funky video to that track, check out YouTube. Search for Alter de Rune and Relax and Ride It, and you're bound to find that on YouTube, because that's where I found the link. And before that, we had Rhombus, kindly brought in by Jack. Which, to be honest, I really should have played Rhombus on the show many times before. I love seeing them live, and I love hearing them play a dance floor, because they usually fill a dance floor.
They do indeed. They're kind of. I've seen them live a few times, and I'll be honest, the first time I saw them live a few years back, I didn't really like them, but I've they've really rocked out at some of the gigs they've played since. When they supported the Last Dance along with Legion down at Rio's, that was a good gig, and they then played. They were at Mansfield supporting a gig that was it was a festival. It was headlined by Incubus Succubus, there were quite a lot of other bands on the bill. But Rhombus there were really good as well, and yeah. I really love that song. If you haven't been shot, you should be. It's just a classic title.
Absolutely, and I think my other favourite of theirs is Love You Till Closing Time. Just, it's they're kind of almost funny, but they're really good kind of goth rock songs as well. And Rhombus do exactly what you want. Just some good. Upbeat goth rock that you can grin away to and dance away to.
As it used to say on the flyers, it's the sort of goth band that Harrods would sell you.
Fantastic stuff. But a random combination. And continuing that, I think we're going to get something else from you now, aren't we?
This is off of the latest album by Nightwish. This is Eva.
Keeps falling silent on the rose by
All right, that was Eva by Nightwish off of the Dark Passion Play album. They're actually, it's a bit far away, I suppose, but they're playing in London, a gig with Full Pyrotechnics, apparently, at the Brixton Academy on the 11th of March. I'm going down to that one. I'm quite looking forward to it. And we're getting towards the end now. So the thing I forgot to mention earlier, as I think I said, myself and Stella Wisdom from Sheffield have formed Wisefire Promotions. We actually have a couple of gigs coming up. We've got Incubus Succubus in May. But our first gig is actually Screams of Cold Winter support... it's Liquid Sky supported by Screams of Cold Winter at the Stockroom in Sheffield on Saturday the 21st of March. It's not deliberate, but our first two gigs are both actually on Pagan Festivals. The Liquid Sky one will be on... the Spring Equinox, and the Incubus Succubus one, of course, is on Beltane. The Stockroom is a really nice venue. It's quite new. The people who run it, they actually own the place. They live above it. It's next to the Leadmill, down on Leadmill Road, and they're basically in it for the music. The bar prices are excellent. The people are really friendly, and it seems to be a really nice venue. They've got all kinds of different events on. They apparently had a 12-piece ska band on at one point, and they've had Dionysus from Sheffield, who are fairly well-known. We have a website at www.wise-fire.com. You have to remember the hyphen or you get some other company. our first gig is on the 21st of March, and the support band are Screams of Cold Winter, and we have a track from them coming up. I don't actually have any Liquid Sky tracks available at the moment, unfortunately.
Well, I'm sure we'll sort that out at some point.
Yes.
But yes, we've run out of time like usual, so thanks for listening. We'll go leave you with this track. I've got it in front of me, but you'll probably remember the title before me reading that piece of paper.
It's the industrial remix of, which should go down quite well, I think, of Heal Me.
So thanks and good night.
Good night.